The passengers aboard the twin-engine plane carrying the senator yesterday included Paul Wellstone's wife, Sheila, his partner in marriage and politics for nearly 40 years, and the couple's daughter, Marcia Markison, who was 33 years old. The Wellstones also had two sons who were not on the plane. The other passengers and crew included Mary McAvoy of St. Paul, a University of Minnesota professor and Democratic Party official, and two staff members for the Wellstone campaign, Will McLaughlin, also of St. Paul, and Tom Lapick of Eden Prairie. The pilots were Richard Conry of Minnetonka and Michael Guess of St. Paul. NPR's Cheryl Corley spent the day in the capital of Minnesota talking to people about Senator Wellstone. Here's her report from St. Paul.
A gloomy, overcast sky seemed to reflect the mood of many St. Paul residents who were going about their day-to-day activities but mourning Paul Wellstone's sudden death. 43-year-old Michael McDonald was doing yard work with his two young sons.
I hope his loss will be a wake-up call to our Senate and our Congress in general. I think the Democrats have forgotten how to be Democrats, and you know, this rush to the center and rush to stand for nothing to avoid offending a constituency. He was one of the last few people that ever stood for anything.
Last night, Wellstone supporters on the block placed small candles next to their campaign yard signs. Kathy Glover, who helped spearhead the candle effort, says it's hard to believe what's happened. She had just recently met the senator.
I was moving through the farmer's market, and there was suddenly a little buzz at one end, and here he came, Paul Wellstone, and he was just so nice and sweet and talked to us and shook the hands with the kids. And I know that's what politicians do, but he was really genuine. You know, you can feel that.
Senator Wellstone's campaign headquarters is at the intersection of Carleton and University Streets, a kind of tribute, perhaps, to his days as a professor at Carleton College. Throughout the day, a steady stream of people passes. They bring flowers, notes, candles. Pam McCarthy Kern, holding her two-year-old son, said she had just picked up a campaign sign on Wednesday.
It's a loss beyond words, really. You know, all day yesterday I was thinking I was only three when President Kennedy died, and I would imagine that that day is what today feels like here. Just, it's horrible.
This group of mourners praised Wellstone for his activism, his outspokenness, his support for immigrants and farmers. Sister Roseanne Jaguer says the senator worked with her and other nuns on issues of social justice. She says she hopes the senator's energy and beliefs continue to be as large in his death as they were in life.
But the silencing of a voice like this to me is just heartbreaking. And part of our coming down is just to be in an area where the people who care and believe are here.
Jaguer says she knows the political process must continue, but many, like Sister Jill Underdahl, say they are still coping with the shock of the plane crash.
I haven't been able to get inside of this politically yet, and I'm just overwhelmed with this idea that Wellstone is gone. And I even this morning I woke up and I thought maybe yesterday wasn't real, and then I looked at the headline on the paper and it was real, and yeah. I couldn't get away from it. So
she came to pay her respects, as did 52-year-old Cody Edwards. Recently unemployed, he became a field worker for the campaign. He stooped to add a special edition of the Minnesota Daily to the makeshift shrine at the front of the building. The headline read, "Soul of the Senate." And that, says Edwards, was exactly what Paul Wellstone was.
He certainly had the conscience of the best interests of what was right. And in that sense, you could call him the soul of the Senate, yeah. Because he would, on this last Iraq vote, he risked his own election in order to stand up for what was right. How many politicians will do that? There's maybe just be a handful in the country. And so he qualifies as the hero to me. He's a hero.
And Senator Wellstone's legacy, says Edwards and others, is letting people know that if they act with conscience, they can still win. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, St. Paul.